Blog Talk Radio.
And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off their chip.
That's right, microchips. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something...
before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it. And he took the step without approval from either the U.S. Congress or the people of the United States.
The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
I'm Jim Tucker. I've chased Bilderberg for 30 years. I'll never give up the chase. Bilderberg's plan for the whole world is nothing less than world government.
I'm not comfortable with that at all. Who elected these guys to run the planet?
They are the elitists. They feel they should run the world for their own selfish interests.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government, and only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
David Rockefeller admits in his own memoirs that he wants to destroy the United States.
Right.
He's a traitor!
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
I need you to move off the property.
Some shots were fired.
There's Bilderbergers right there.
The Trans-Texas Corridor is a vital part because we stop here in Texas. We stop the new world order right here in Texas.
This thing started here. And to save this country, we kill this damn thing here.
Chance for the President of the United States to carry out a phrase his father used, and that is a new world order.
Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The
answer to 1984 is 1776.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Joseph Gibson. We are on Blog Talk Radio. September 1st, the year 2015, the show is called Understanding the Times in Which We Are Living in Today. And many of us do not understand anything about what the hell is going on out there today. It's crazy. It's a crazy world. Everybody's running around, going here, going there, going here. We don't have time for anything. Nobody's got time for anything, but we got all these nice little gadgets to make our life easier. Microwave ovens, iPhones, iPads, smartphones. All these little gadgets. We got laptops, PC, Mac, blah, 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 blah. You got all these electronic gadgets that can do everything for you in a second. But yet, we're more confused than ever. We're more dumbed down than ever. We don't know anything about anything. Ask someone to plant a garden, they don't even know how to plant a tomato plant nowadays. Don't even know what the hell a garden is. You ever planted a garden out there if you're 17, 16, 15, 14 years old? Have you ever? Probably not. I know my nieces and nephews, they never planted a garden. Sad. Very sad. When I was 10 years old, I was trying to grow everything. Lettuce, corn, tomatoes, cucumbers, everything. You know? I mean, it's really sad. It is sad. And the state of affairs we are living in today is actually unprecedented. I'm going to play a little something for you guys today that was emailed to me, because this is happening. This is real news today. We have a war on the police across the country. We are on the verge of a civil war. Whether you believe it or not, we are. Okay? White people are being attacked in the inner cities every single day. They play this knockout game. They roam around the malls looking for a white person all by themselves, or maybe walking with their wife or husband, whatever have you. And then when they can single them out, a pack of them will run up, 5, 10 of them, and punch one in the back of the head and knock them out. The knockout game. That's what it's called. So far, in this little crime that these people are committing, not one of them have been labeled a hate crime, because it's black on white. But when a white person commits a crime against a black person, it's on the national TV screen for weeks, months, even sometimes a year. We remember George Zimmerman, right? He wasn't even white, but the media made you believe he was. He was Spanish. But the media, they just needed something so bad. Heck with it. He's not Spanish anymore. He's white. He's white. And whatever happened to the CNN there, or the NBC, when they were remixing the audio of George Zimmerman's 911 call to the police department? I remember watching that one night. That he said the word coon about 95 times. They kept playing it back, coon, 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 coon. And that's not even what he said, they found out. And CNN even admitted it, that they distorted the facts of the case to hype it up. Why are these people not being arrested? But George Zimmerman, he was Spanish, but the media needed something. We needed to start this off somehow, because we have to divide the people across the country. We have to, okay? The New World Order, these people, these rich people, these rich elitists. I'm not talking about Oprah Winfrey. I'm not talking about Bill Gates. Those people are pawns. Bill Gates, he's not the richest man in the world. He's not even close. Okay? better start looking up the Astors. You better start looking up the Rothschilds, Rockefellers. Those are the rich people of the world. The Carnegies, Warburgs, all right? Warburgs. Remember that movie Annie? Daddy Warbucks? That was the Warburgs. They couldn't call him Warburg. They called him Daddy Warbucks. Okay? A little history there for you. Look it up. I'm telling you the truth. But we are on the verge of a civil war, whether you like it or not. And if you believe it or not, I don't care. Okay? Go around to certain states and cities around this country. There is so much tension among the people. There is so much hatred and violence that you would not believe it. In where I live in Greensboro, North Carolina, there is zero. I do not see any types of this knockout game. I haven't heard of any type of hate crimes being committed in the area I am in. However, you go down to Raleigh or Charlotte, it's happening down there. It's happening in New York City. It's happening in New Haven, Connecticut. The knockout game, Yale students are being attacked left and right, but you don't hear about it on the mainstream media, do you? Look it up. Look up New Haven, Yale students. Yale, New Haven students being attacked, knockout game. You'll get the videos on YouTube. Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Big, big boiling pot for racial tension. Matter of fact, Waukesha, last year they had a big manhunt for a guy who did a killing out there. Waukesha, I was reading that story today. Right now in northern Illinois, there's a manhunt going on for a cop killer. Three people murdered a cop. Hate crime. Which brings me to my little clip here that was emailed to me today. And I think you should pay attention. It's 4 minutes and 33 seconds long. I think you'll enjoy it, and it describes exactly what's going on. This gentleman puts it together word for word very well. He actually used to work for KC101 in Hamden, Connecticut. He now has his own talk show. I think a lot of you know what I'm talking about, Michael Savage. So we'll go ahead and put him on right now.
So what I've done for you is we've gone back to the beginning of the war on police. We're going to play for you the sound bites, and you'll hear some very familiar voices that you'll recognize right away. Some you won't. The voices are those of Barack Obama, his street thug Al Sharpton, who actually is Al Sharpton is Barack Obama in a jumpsuit. Al Sharpton is Barack Obama without the smoothness. That's why he took that street thug in and out of the White House secretly 100 times over the last few years to tell him exactly what to say that he himself could not say. This is how it works. He was sent out to make sure there was a war on police, in my opinion. Then there's Holder, now enjoying a multi-million dollar lifestyle as a lawyer. After wrecking America's peace and harmony, he went back to a law firm. Then there's de Blasio, still ruining New York. Then there's Louis Farrakhan, who asked openly a week ago for men to go out and kill police. He said it. Not one word from the White House at the time. So let's listen to the montage, the cop war montage on the Savage Nation.
Since Ferguson and the task force that we put together, we have seen too many instances of what appears to be police officers interacting with individuals, primarily African American, often poor, in ways that raise troubling questions.
And you don't judge the fight on one round. Even if we get knocked down, we get up and go to the corner and come out fighting the next round. You won the first round, Mr. Prosecutor, but don't cut your gloves off, because the fight's not over. Justice will come to Ferguson.
Our police officers cannot be and cannot be seen as an occupying force disconnected to the communities that they serve.
I'm looking for 10,000. Yes, in the midst of the million, 10,000 fearless, yes, men who say death is sweeter than continued life under tyranny. Death is sweeter than to continue to live and bury our children.
What parents have done for decades who have children of color, especially young men of color, is train them to be very careful when they have a connection with a police officer, when they have an encounter with a police officer.
We cannot just go from episode to episode, city to city. There must be a national response. The federal government must come in and intervene on the issues of criminal justice and policing.
Then we must rise up and kill those who kill us. Stop them and kill them and let them feel the pain of death that we are feeling.
When anybody in this country is not being treated equally under the law, that's a problem. And it's my job as president to help solve it.
My friends, you're in the middle of a civil war. It was started when this communist street agitator was sworn in, and it's only just begun. Not since the run-up to the civil war have we as a country been more divided. The battle lines have been drawn, and Barack Obama is the general of the opposition to our way of life. That's my opinion. Where is the media? Where is the Republican Party on the execution of a white cop filling a gas tank in Texas, executed by a black criminal, cowardly walked up behind him, shot him in the back of the head, and then emptied his gun 15 shots as he lay on the ground. 15 shots. Obama started this war on police through his dangerous anti-police rhetoric. This maniac has to be impeached for treason. He must be impeached. Of course, we will not get the votes required, but it will start the national dialogue. And he will be exposed for what he really is. That's my opinion.
Well, you heard it. That was Michael Savage, a national commentator. Has his own show. Michael Savage used to work for, you know, I used to live in the state of Connecticut. And he used to work for a small radio station. Well, it broadcasts across Connecticut, KC-101, and I was a fan back there of him, and I used to listen to him. But now he's, you know, out there saying what he really wants to say instead of working for a radio station that tells him what to say. Kind of like me. Now I'm saying what I want to say, and I would never work for anyone telling me what to say because you're fake, you're phony, and you're full of it. And some people play the bad guy for the dollar. Some people try to play the good guy for a dollar. I mean, just look at Fox News. They back up the Republicans. CNN backs up the Democrats. Okay, it's funny. You know? It's really funny when you think about it. Fox News backs up the Republicans. Okay? Obama is a criminal on Fox News. On CNN, he's an angel. All right? And vice versa. When George Bush was in there, it was CNN couldn't stand George Bush. He was the devil. And Fox News treated him as an angel. Two sides of the same coin, really. The same two sides, excuse me. And what it is, it's a game. It's a big game. Because they don't want you coming up with your own opinion on something. News is to be reported as factual. Okay? Now, we can always comment like I do. I comment on it. And I always welcome anyone who wants to have their opinion versus my opinion and my comments. But I always try to apply the facts as much as possible because the facts and a factual foundation leads to a good discussion. If I was here spouting out nonsense and lies and making stories up, then this would be silly and nonsense. I mean, this would be a comedy show. Okay, and that's how I look at television. It's a comedy show. Okay, it's funny. You turn on Fox News, you know, Obama, he's no good, blah, blah, blah. You turn on CNN, and he's an angel. You know, it's a game. None of them are reporting the facts. The mainstream media keeps you in a naive bubble. And listen, I know a lot of my supporters out there agree with me 100%, and they know what I'm talking about. But there are people out there who do not have a clue as to what I'm talking about. They don't understand anything about what I'm talking about. I remember going to a country store about 2 years ago. I was talking to the clerk there, And, you know, I forgot how the conversation started, but I was like, yeah, the United States is a corporation. You know, we were talking about that. And this guy, you know, comes in, or he was, you know, walking around buying something. He heard me talking. And he comes up to me, and he goes, you know, where do you get your information from? He goes, the United States is a corporation. He goes, what the heck are you talking about? I said, the United States is a corporation, sir. You don't understand history. You need to go back and research the Reconstruction Acts. All right, after the Civil War. And he goes, I'm a history teacher, and the United States is not a corporation. And for people like you to go around talking about things like denigrating society and bringing people against each other. No, sir, you believing a lie is what's destroying this country. That's what's bringing people against each other, okay? Because you'd rather believe a lie than seek out the truth and understand the truth and then live by the truth, because you'd rather believe a lie. He didn't know what to say when I told him that. And I told him, I can prove to you anywhere in black and white that the United States is a corporation. He never took my challenge. He never called me, and I never saw him again. But that is just what I'm trying to bring as an example, is people do not understand this corporation thing. They don't understand money. They don't understand Federal Reserve notes. They don't understand gold and silver as legal tender. All they do is stand up and they say, I have constitutional rights. No, you really do not anymore. You do not. Because you entered into a contract with the corporation, the United States Corporation. You now have entered into a contract with them. Knowingly, sometimes knowingly, but not all the way knowingly, the day you were born, you were born with a birth certificate. You were birthed. You came out of the water. Maritime, Admiralty Maritime Law. Look it up. Okay? You were issued a birth certificate on bonded paper. Well, you weren't given it, but the United States Treasury Department was given your birth certificate. But you can, you know, get a copy of your birth certificate. And I challenge any of you to get a copy of your birth certificate. And there will be a series of numbers, sometimes on the right-hand corner or left-hand corner, okay? And you take those numbers and you go to any stockbroker or any investment broker and you have them look those numbers up. And you will see that you are a commodity being traded on Wall Street. Does that sound crazy? It's true. You used to be able to go to you may still be able to do it. Don't quote me on this as truth. I tried it once, and it did work for me, but I've heard that since so many people have now are starting to understand this thing about birth certificates and UCC law and, you know, redemption and, you know, accept it for value stuff and all that nonsense. And since a lot of people are studying this now, and a lot of people are screwing it up too, because, listen, nothing's free. You're not going to get a free check from the government. So don't listen to anybody out there who thinks you're going to cash in your birth certificate and you're going to be rich. Not going to happen, all right? But you were born with $685,000, okay, on that birth certificate, okay? And you see, it's hard to really explain when I'm starting in the middle of the story. But back to what I was saying. You used to be able to go to Fidelity.com and actually type your name and your birth certificate routing numbers from, okay, into Fidelity.com, and you would be able to pull up the information of what company or who is exactly trading with you on the stock market, okay? And you'll say, well, what do you mean trading with me? What do you understand? Because you are a human resource. You go to work, what do? You pay an income tax, right? What do? You fill out your employment forms, right? Your Social Security number, blah, blah, blah. And remember that box you check, are you a United States citizen? Yes, you are. You're a corporate citizen. You better be careful. There's a difference between an American citizen and a United States citizen. You need to look that one up, too. But just to throw this out there, if any of you want to look it up, you were born with $685,000, okay? That is what your bond is worth. The Treasury Department then has that. Okay. And those are the bonds that they sell to the Federal Reserve as collateral to basically buy money from the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve prints the money out of thin air. But you have been purchased as collateral. That's why they own you. You ever hear people say they own you? You're a slave. Okay? That's why you're not allowed to own anything. Because you're chattel. Look that one up. You are a human resource. That's why when you receive a bill in the mail, your name is spelt in corporate terms. All large cap letters. Okay? When you get an electric bill, go look it up. I mean, look, just take out your electric bill right now. What's it? What? How is your name spelled? All large capital letters, right? Were you taught to write like that when you were in school? No. The first letter was capitalized. The rest were small caps, right? That's how I was always writing. But so why is the electric company sending me a bill with my name in all large capital letters? Surely they know how to spell, right? Think about it. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot more to it than what you think or what you may think I am trying to say here. And one night, maybe I'll dedicate a show and I'll try to put together a program where I can put a format together and start at the very beginning so I don't sound like a crazy kook to you. Some of you know what I'm talking about, and you're like, yeah, he's right. You know, and I probably shouldn't have started in the middle of the story like I did, but that's where my introduction kind of led me, all right? So I kind of went around in a circle right now. I kind of went around the actual topic I was getting on with this war on police. But I wanted to, like, give you the reason why a lot of this is happening, okay? So look inside that circle, and you'll find the truth. I got a couple people who want to call, who want to check in tonight, so I'll do the first one first. That's 336-349. You can go first. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, you're on. You're on live.
Oh, okay. It's Bridget from Reidsville, North Carolina.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm okay. I was just going to say about the clip. Yes, Obama should be impeached, but he won't be impeached because he's doing exactly what he's supposed to. He's definitely an instigator, and he definitely instigates the war on police, and he tries to instigate or start a race war. And Al Sharpton is also an instigator. Every time he gets on, he tries to make it about race, even if it really isn't even about race. He tries to make it about race because they want to instigate.
Sure,
but
sure.
Obama will never be impeached because he's doing what he was told to do. He's a good puppet. So until he starts being a bad puppet, he'll never be impeached. So,
well,
I mean,
But you say Obama's a puppet, and what do you mean by that? I mean, what is he actually doing? I mean, what agenda is he carrying out that makes you say he's a puppet? I mean, why do you think he's a puppet?
He's carrying out the agenda of the New World Order. They want to completely change the world into this New World Order where, you know, you really have no control or no say-so over anything. They want to have all the control and say-so over you. So they want to use us as their puppets for their agenda, for their New World Order. And I think eventually that's why they're trying to crash the dollar, because they want to make a one world currency. And that's why they're trying to basically, you know, eliminate religion, because they're eventually going to want to do no religion or this one world religion where, you know, it's all about you, and you're the one with
I understand what you're saying, yeah, about the one world currency, and obviously the economy is in trouble, and the dollar is collapsing, and we'll address that in future shows. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but, yes, and Obama, so basically you made my point, but I wanted to say it a little bit differently. Obama is doing nothing to help America, basically.
He's not doing anything to destroy it. Yeah, exactly, because
yes.
That's his goal. That's his job. That's what he was told to do. He has to destroy the current way that we do things so we can move to the way they want us to do things. They is what Joe and Meriden, the shadow government, the people really pulling the strings, don't ever think that the president who is selected is the one pulling the strings, because he's not. So
yeah,
those are the people who are really in control.
Yeah, and people need to understand, too. They say, well, how come he just can't destroy America? Why is it taking so long? You have to remember, you have a country here that started out with the Constitution of the United States. You started out with a republic. It takes a long time to destroy something that was so great. This country was the greatest country and government ever created on the planet Earth, okay, other than, you know, God in heaven. America was a blessed nation. We were an economic superpower. Well, and, you know, we have the strongest and most powerful military. You can't destroy that in 4 years. It takes time. It takes a long time. You know, you have to erase law by law. You have to destroy each amendment of the United States Constitution, which they are doing. They're destroying freedom of speech. They destroyed the Second Amendment. You got to jump through hoops to buy a gun legally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and your Fourth Amendment, you have no privacy whatsoever. Are you secure? No. A cop can pull you over, pull you out of your car, search you. Man, you're not safe and secure. Okay? And we can go amendment for amendment. But what I'm trying to say is that it takes a lot of time for those of you who do not believe what Bridget's talking about and what I'm talking about. But thanks, Bridget. I appreciate you sharing. And if you want to stay on the line, you can. But I got someone else that wants to chime in, too, one of my supporters. 203-684. I'm going to click you. Now you should be able to hear me. You're live.
I'm unmuted. This is Joe in Meriden. How's everything this evening?
Well, not too good, but we're kind of spelling doom here.
Well, you know, it's a new world order. That's what it is. George Bush said it. And there is going to be a one world currency, and you just try going to the bank and getting cash or anything like that, and they're going to look at you like you're a freak. And many people have been arrested getting too much cash out of the bank and even paying their bills in cash because they don't want cash around anymore. And a year or two ago, I scanned a $20 bill because I was doing something and I wanted some sort of image or anything. I'm not into counterfeiting or anything like that. I was just doing. And up on my screen comes a little dialog box, and it said something to it is illegal to scan or duplicate United States currency. So we're getting to the RF chips now. The RF chips are what they used to be. They're passive devices. They're not active. In other words, it's like putting a hot dog in a microwave oven. If you don't turn the oven on, it's never going to get hot. Well, the RF devices have to be scanned with a wand or hit with RF energy to become activated and give off any information. And that's how they used to work. I don't know how they work now, but that's that. And you're right, buying a gun is getting more difficult and difficult. But if you ever watch Star Trek, they used to have communicators. Well, we've got cell phones now like that, and pretty soon we're going to have lasers like that. So guns will be a thing of history. Obama wants a federal police force. That's what they're going for. They want to do away with the cops because the cops, believe it or not, they're what's protecting you. Because if the cops
weren't
there.
I think you're right. Not to interrupt you, but I think that's why all this is happening. They want to have a federal police force instead of having the states control or the local towns and cities control the police, you know?
Exactly. And you know you can't get anybody in the federal government to move no matter what. It takes them 2 weeks to go down and get a candy bar. So when you got federal police around here, you know what? They don't care what's going on. But in the meantime, what's going to happen in all these cities? Watch out, because you're going to be lucky if you're alive when it's over. And that's what they're going for. And they're bringing up all these stories about everything because it's fear-mongering. That's what it is, especially on TV and on the news channels. I've said it before, turn off the TV and you'll have a better life. I don't mean turn off the TV and don't watch the TV. What I mean is listen to what they're saying and then get the hell out of their way. That's what you need to do. You know what they're up to. You got to think a little bit. So it's just like the firearms law I read the other night. I read 6 or 7 lines. You'd have to sit down with those 6 or 7 lines for an hour and a half and take it apart word by word to figure out exactly what they're trying to say. You know, so when they come up with these laws and everything, you can't figure them out. You can't even figure them out when you're reading them right in front of you. And it's the whole English language that's getting us and what Obama's doing, and, of course, everyone else. You know, you got a free cell phone. No, it's not free. Free, according to Webster, used to mean without cost or obligation. But what you find out that there is a $90 a month fee for the next 2 years to get that free phone. Or you may win this, or you have an opportunity to apply for. That's all twisted words and everything. You know, and the Mexicans coming in and everything. Trump's bringing that up. Yeah, there are millions coming in and everything, and Trump is exactly correct. You know, there are bad ones coming in, but there are plenty of good ones. And let me tell you something. The Mexicans, the good ones, they work. They're here working. And I believe that it's all another farce for the New World Order to get us off guard for what they're really doing in the White House. And they're playing not only the white people, but the other people. They're playing, the White House is playing them as fools. They're going to have them do the dirty work. That's what they're going to do. And when it's all over, they're going to turn around and laugh at them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But what about younger people that are listening? Like, you know, I don't know, you know, exactly your age, but you're older than I am. But, you know, and you grew up in the 70s and whatnot. And I grew up in the late 80s and early 90s. But what about the people who are teenagers now? What advice would you give them to everything that's been said tonight? Because what we've talked about is pretty scary to some people who don't know anything about it, and especially if people are ill-informed. Well, I mean, microchip, I'm going to have a microchip implanted in me? What the heck are you talking about? The dollar's going to crash? What am I going to do for a job? I won't be able to text message anybody anymore. Oh, no. You know, I mean, these simple-minded young teenagers who are uninformed, uneducated, and have no will or wanting effort to work hard. They just want free money and to be given everything. Not all teenagers are like that, just most that I see anyway around where I'm living. But what advice could you give them?
The advice that I give them, I was around in the early 60s when we had riots in New Haven, Connecticut. Excuse me, I just coughed. The advice I can give them, you know, it's always been fear-mongering. Ever since the 1913, the Federal Reserve, they're always doing something. The Civil War, you know, I've heard, I've listened to, I've read a little bit about the Civil War. The slaves were freed because of the war, not because of anything else. The advice would be to get involved in something like this. Start your own show. Learn what's going on, because most of the children today, most of the children of yesterday, are going to be in deep doo-doo because they don't know how to do much but turn on a cell phone. So if it does get bad, they're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know how to wash themselves, some of the people out there, let alone feed themselves or grow their own food. Not that it make it come to that, but it would be a great benefit if you knew how to take care of yourself food-wise. But what I would say is pay attention to what's going on. Listen to calls like this and get involved with calls like this. State your opinions. You know, I'm not right on anything I have to say. I don't know anything about anything. I'm just opening my mouth and letting it flap from information that I've gained and by things I've read and people I've listened to. Whether it's right or not, I don't know. I'm just repeating it. And that's what I think they should do. I'm waiting to hear back from your guy with the marijuana. That's what I'm waiting to hear, because if you're just going to come on one time and say your piece, then you're not going to get very far. But it could
I know.
It could be.
I'm going to try to reach out to him. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It could be he's just putting his battle plan together, you know. And you know, but I don't think they're going to go too far with it. But I think the government should, you know, allow something. You know, if you're caught with more than a joint or something, it's an infraction. You pay a fine. I don't even think that's proper, but you know they're not going to let it go. So there has to be something for them, but they got to make the money. But because it's a plant, for God's sakes. But, you know, As far as the younger kids, I think they should get involved and do something. They should start stuff on their own. Younger kids, they're very resilient and everything. They could have one or two or three or four or 10 or 50 kids come over, and they could sit around and discuss this. Kids today are with Microsoft and the computers, they could make their own websites in one night, where it takes an old guy, you know, 6 months to do something. Get their information out there. That's what I think. You know, get involved. Get other people involved. Get your audios out there. Record your own audios at home with you and your friends talking, and upload them somewhere so people can download them, because you say something once for a half an hour, and in a couple of days, 1,000 people have heard you, and in a couple of weeks, a few more thousand, and in a month, 10 more thousand. So the word will get out. And I said before, America is a very good country, and what we did was right, but they're messing it all up, and it's the politicians and everyone who are doing it, because I don't think they pay attention to what you say at all.
Yeah, but the younger generation, to get back to the younger generation, like, for instance, my nephew, he went into the Army, okay? You heard him when he was on this show. He couldn't put together more than three words. You know, it was, okay, and that's how all young people speak nowadays. You know, you talk to them, they can't carry on a conversation. They can't talk like you and I are conversing right now. It's hey, how you doing, so-and-so? Okay. What have you been up to? Nothing. Okay, what about, you know, or where are you going tomorrow? That's how they talk, and it's because they have no communication skills. And when they're on Facebook, or you look at their profile pages, when they're communicating even with their friends, it's two or three letters and a code, and they can't put together a paragraph. They can't say, yeah, I'm doing pretty good today. Yeah, I woke up at 8 o'clock. I was feeling a little tired. You know, I went to work about 9. It was a good day. See, they can't say things like that. They're I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. And I don't understand why, you know, what has happened to these younger people. So even when I was in high school, I talked. I could understand things. I used to talk to my great-grandparents all the time, my uncle, my aunts. But younger people today, they sit there like they're just a ball of shit, you know, and you take them out to eat, and it's like, yeah, I want that. You know, it's like, what's wrong with you? You know, can you talk? Can you speak? And they can't. The only thing they know is to text message their friends on their iPhones, get on Facebook and post selfies up. Look at me. And, you know, and but to go out and have any type of continuity or initiative or, you know, gumption to do something positive, you say, like you were just saying, make an audio, listen to shows like this. People can't sit down and listen to a show like this. They can't sit down more than 10 minutes, these young people, and listen. I see them clicking on and logging on all the time. They listen for 5 minutes and they log off. I ask family members to log on and listen. They can't listen for more than 10 minutes because they get a text message and they got to go back on Facebook. You know, so it's, you know, so that's what I'm getting at. How do we reverse this secular, this brainwashed population we have? Because let me tell you something. If we go into a civil war, or if the economy does collapse, you want those people watching your back? You want to rely on those people to feed you? We're in trouble because we're not getting any younger, right?
You're right. Obama wants federal police, just like the Nazi SS. And like I told you, it's all about fear-mongering. The younger kids today, that's all they care about is Twitter and Facebook. And as I said it before, and this may ring a bell, especially for those that are younger, if they paid any attention to what's going on with the NSA tracking every phone call, every email message, you know, but they can't track Hillary's. So, that, you know, so there you go.
Yeah, I know, right?
Exactly. Every email is tracked, every voice call you make, every place you walk when your GPS is turned on, every picture you take and post, the time, the date, the location, and everything is more than likely included in information. And when something big happens, where do they go look first? Facebook. And they find out all your friends and every place you've been and where you are right now, more than likely. And in 15 minutes after you've done that crime, they're banging on your door. They don't need much else nowadays because everyone's just giving everything away. So my advice, too, is Nothing wrong with Facebook, nothing wrong with Twitter or anything like that. But stop putting your personal information up there and block your GPSs and everything else and any images. Run them through your computer and take that information off that's your personal information. And basically I would say that, you know, that you own the copyright to that because you took the picture. So you have a right to do that. And that's what should be going on. Keep these people away from you. That's what you want, because like you started this show off, they want you because they're trading you. So that's what they want.
Yeah, that was good advice about Facebook. I think you could have went into depth a little bit more about that, because even people within my own family, they post all their personal business, where they're going, how they're doing, how they're feeling, what time they're going to be home, when they're leaving, on Facebook. And like you just said, millions of people are watching what you're doing. It's just like saying, why don't you stand on your front porch and say, hey, everybody, I'm going to leave my door unlocked. I'm going out for the day, you know. So if there's any criminals out there, you can come clean out my house, because that's what you're doing. You know, you're putting all your personal information on Twitter and Facebook, and there's people out there looking every single day, ready to rob you, steal from you, and trash your name, use your name, by the way, to commit crimes. We've seen that happen too. And use your credit to buy things. I mean, Joe and Meredith knows firsthand about that. Just to jump off the topic for a little bit here, can you update some of the family and friends that are on tonight about your situation with PayPal?
Well, it's PayPal and eBay and my bank. Make a long story short, because it's a long story. I was doing something on my computer, and I had opened some ports up on my router to do it. Excuse me, and I left them open. And there was a concern off an island off of South Africa. They got in, got credit card information or whatever, logged into PayPal or eBay or whatever they did, and purchased thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. So I happened to catch it about 8 hours after they did it, so I immediately started, you know, trying to recover. It's been a couple weeks now, I guess, and as of right now, I'm still about $2,600 in the hole, and that's where that goes. That's for just leaving my router open for a period of a week or two, because when you go on the internet, you put your computer on the internet, there are people all over the world just trying to hack into it and rob you blind. Because they don't care. They have nothing to lose. They probably be better off in a jail cell, but they probably won't even go in a jail cell. Because if you're an illegal in the United States and you get pulled over by the cop is likely gonna have you, and you don't have a license and you don't have insurance and your car is not registered and you got a flat tire, the cop will have you call a friend to come down to drive the car home with you. And that's all that will happen. So these people that are stealing, you know, there's still thousands for me, but I'm just one person. There's 350 million other people they can rob in America. Nothing's going to happen to them.
Yeah. And PayPal, like you just said, it's been a couple weeks now. So those of you out there who are working and you don't have much money and you put your information out there, what if, see, Joe and Meriden obviously is established, so he can survive. But what about you people out there who have a mortgage to pay every month and you got a car payment to make and you rely on next week's paycheck because you already have it spent? What if this happened to you? Guess what? You're in big trouble. So you need to pay attention. Pay attention to what we're talking about. But then again, there's people that still won't listen. They'll keep doing the same damn thing over and over. But at least we're doing the right thing and putting the word out there. And that's what this show is all about, trying to help people understand the times in which we live in today.
Speaking of being scammed, since you started the show, I have a cell phone here as well, although I don't use cell phones, and it does get voicemail. And I think I did program my message in there on voicemail that says something that, like, if you've got my voicemail, you can try calling me back because I'm not going to answer you. But generally, the only calls I get on it are from other countries trying to scam me and find out information. Well, I got six scam messages on there since you started.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told you. People are out there all over the world, and they see, they know what's going on around here. And they'll rob you blind. You just wave something in front of them, and they'll steal it right from you.
Wow. Well, let's get off base here real quick. So we're going to get ready to start getting ready to wrap it up, unless you got something else you want to add. I want to remind everyone there, remember we have a little contest here. I'll have to clear the phone lines, though, so Joe will have to get muted, too. That's why I said if he's got anything else to share, go ahead. We have a little contest. What's going to happen is you have to be the third caller on the line to answer the question. Okay? So if I see one question mark come up, two question mark, then the third, you can answer. You can if you know the answer, then I'll put you on live. If you don't know the answer, then what's going to happen is we'll carry over to next week, and I'll come up with a different question. But then that $100 will just stay right where it is, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask a question, and like I said, you have got to call in and be the third caller. I'm not going to go one, two, three, you know, and just keep taking calls and people guessing. What I'm going to do is give that third caller a chance to answer the question. If they cannot, then, like I said, it carries over to next week. Now, if you're paying attention, you have got to email me your personal information, okay? Because we cannot give out your personal information on the air live because there'll be so many scams out there and liars. I'll be sending not $100 out. I'll be bankrupt. So you have to email me your personal information, your contact information, and my email is joegibsonishome@yahoo.com, okay? And you email me your personal information with your answer to the question, what the date and time you called in, and I will make sure and I will contact you to verify it was you, okay, before I mail anything out to anybody. So that's how the contest is going to go tonight. But I want to continue on with the conversation first. So, Joe, if you got anything else to say or if anyone else wants to chime in, you're more than welcome to. So
I'm all
it's set. Yours, Joe. You're a good.
I'm all set.
All right, very good. Very good. All right, I'm going to clear the phone lines then. I'm going to have my little say here. So everybody's going to be off. They're off now. Everybody's muted. That was you, Joe. You had a lot of background noise there tonight. But you're muted now, so I can't hear you. So I need you to probably press 1 so you can clear your question mark. And Bridget, your question mark is still up. Bridget from Reedsville, North Carolina. There you go. Very good. And Bridget, you need to press yours too, please. Press 1, Bridget, and clear your question mark up. Thank you. Okay, your question mark. See how easy that is? That's technology at its best. So there's no question marks. I have 12 live callers on the line right now. Okay, so I have no question marks. But, so I'm going to start getting ready to wrap it up, and then we'll go ahead and ask the question. You cannot type your answer into the chat box, okay, because I don't know who you are. We've got a couple guests in the chat box. I don't know who you are. You have to call in and be the third caller, okay? So that's the way it's got to be. And that's how it's going to work. And it's pretty an honest system doing it that way because I can't pick anybody. You have to be the third caller, the third question mark that pops up on my screen. And it does. It does go to a particular order, okay? So that's how it works. See, I know you don't know what I'm looking at. Some of you do. Because you've seen what the studio looks like on the laptop or on the computer, but some of you do not, and you're like blind right now. You don't know what I'm really talking. I'm trying to describe it the best way I can. There's a screen. On my computer screen, what I have is I have the studio, and it tells me how many callers I have. It tells me I'm on air. It tells me I can end the episode. I can invite guests. I can call people. Stuff like that, and I have my audios on the side that I can play for you, and I have my little chat box in the center of the screen, and I can see people chatting. Now, if I were to get 40 or 50 callers, it only fits 10 on the screen at a time, so I have to scroll down, you know, to the next page, and it's all divided in columns, so I don't lose the other sections of the pages, so that's how it works, okay? So that's what my studio does, and that's how the studio works. So those of you who are in the chat box, you can't participate in this type of contest. You have to call in, and the phone number is 657-383-0616. Press 1, and you will be connected to me. Press 1 if you know the answer to my question tonight. Even if you're not the third, you won't know because you're not going to know what number you are, all right? So I'm going to give you the question right now. Which president of the United States used the campaign slogan, "No Bank"? What United States president used the campaign slogan, "No Bank"? If you know the answer, probably none of you know the answer. Don't guess. Don't make an idiot out of yourself, please. But the United States president that used the campaign slogan, this was his campaign slogan, "No Bank." If you know the answer to that, press 1, and I'll put you on live on the air. And you got to be the third. I got 2 question marks right now. So I need 1 more, and you'll be the third one. Whoever it is, all you got to do is press 1. You'll be the third one. You can give it a shot. Just press 1. I got 2. I only got 2. I can't believe it. I'm 11 people. You got to call in, 657-383-0616. I'll give you a shot. I'll give you a couple minutes. I only got 2 question marks. Third question mark just came in. Oh, God, I can't believe it's him. I can't believe it. Out of 11 people, it's got to be him. All right. Go ahead. Give me your answer.
Well, I don't even know. I'm just going to take a wild guess because he comes around that time of when something like that would have happened, and I'm going to take a wild stab and say Woodrow Wilson.
Wrong answer.
See, wrong told answer. You I was just
good
taking
try.
A stab at it.
Good try. Good try. It was the wrong answer. So you were the third caller. Hey, I'm 11 people live on the line right now, and I did get 3 people that, but I wasn't going to cheat.
Well, next time don't tell that there are two. Next time don't say there are 2 callers because you know I didn't wait for you to say that. It just took me that long to think about it. You know.
No, hey, that was fairly done. That was fair. That was fair. But anyway, I got another question mark. But you're not the third caller, so I'm sorry. But hey, if you can answer the, because I'm going to come up with a new question and we're going to carry it over to next week. So I can't let you guys study all week and cheat. So this was like a spur-of-the-moment thing. But I'm going to go ahead and put this one on.
And for being the third caller and knowing that I was probably going to be the third caller, next week I'm just going to eliminate myself regardless from anything so that everybody else can have a chance.
Okay, but there will be a different question. Hey, 262, you're on live. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm just going by memory, and I wonder if I could tell you what I think the answer is.
Sure, you could. Sure.
Is it Andrew Jackson?
Mike, you should have been the third caller. You're absolutely correct. It's Andrew Jackson.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. Yes,
holy
you are.
Holy Christmas. Holy Christmas. I was just going by memory. All right,
yeah.
Great. Well,
it's Andrew Jackson.
Real.
And for real, you guys can look it up. It's true. It's a fact. Andrew Jackson was the only United States president that paid off the national deficit. There was no debt in this country when Andrew Jackson left office. And his campaign slogan was "No Bank." And they actually tried to assassinate him for that. So, but Mike, that's pretty good. You're smart with your U.S. history. Damn.
Maybe that's why he's got his face on the bill, huh?
He was a hero,
Andrew Jackson. That's why he's on the $20 bill, right?
Yeah, I guess. Hey, I just made a guess out of the air, but good deal.
What made you guess that, Mike? Though out of because there's other people now that are pressing the question mark. And, sorry.
I just remembered that for some reason, you know. I don't know why I remember it, but I guess I do. But I really didn't know if I was correct or not.
God bless you, though. That's pretty good. Because not many people know that. You see, I studied, so I know, and, you know, I asked, that's why I figured, you know, that was going to be a tough question for anyone to answer. But, hey, I'm not going to give someone $100 for, you know, without trying to work for it a little bit here. If you can't answer a historical question, shame on you, you know?
Well, next week, got another try.
Yeah, that's right. Next week will be another shot. We'll give it another shot next week. What I'll do is I'll come up with another question, and that's what we'll do. It'll be next Tuesday. I'll keep the $100 off to the side. Like I said, hopefully they send me my check soon. I'm supposed to be getting a check. So this is coming out of my pocket until they give me a check. But anyway, we'll start wrapping up the show. Mike, but how you doing out there in Wisconsin? How's everything going?
Pretty hot. It's pretty hot here in the... it's in the upper 80s, low 90s, and very, very humid. And, you know, they had that policeman that was just killed over the border here in Fox Lake.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Boy, oh, boy, they really, they've had a lot of Wisconsin law enforcement down there helping them. They were showing us on the TV and everything. And
really?
You know, I just don't think this is just, despicable. It's like our armed forces, you know. It's just it should never happen. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan, he wanted to build us, to, you know, to the greatest military power out there. Well, what do you think the day he was took office, they let those hostages go? You know?
Yeah, right, Mike. Yeah, you're right, Mike. You're right. It is disgusting, and that's why I put Michael Savage on tonight to talk about that in the opening. So, you know, to address that
was
problem.
Good.
It is disgusting, and anyone that goes out and shoots a police officer like that, you know what? Not only should they have helicopters and jets and every police and every law enforcement personnel looking for them people forever and ever, they should have all those deputies that I talked about that we should have out there looking as well, and they should keep looking and not stop until they find them. And you know what? And the punishment that person gets, well, I won't tell you now because we can't say that.
Well,
here, but
it
you
should,
know what?
It should be the death penalty with no trial. You know, you go and you sit in line like the other ones do, I guess. But, you know, just like that other cop that was killed in Texas. I mean, he put 15 bullets into the guy after he killed him. I mean, my God.
Right. If they'll do that to a cop when there are no more cops around, what do you think they're going to do to you?
Exactly. Who's next?
That's right, Mike.
We're
That's
next.
Right. And you know what? There were 11 callers on the line live tonight. There's 9 now. And you know what? I really wish everyone would try to participate more, and because your opinions matter. You don't have to be afraid. Nobody's going to make fun of you. Nobody's going to scrutinize you. And unless you're, you know, attack me, then, you know, we'll have a debate. But, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, and don't be ashamed or afraid, because your opinion matters. So we'll be on again tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. And I hope, and I've seen some real familiar numbers keep popping up here on the screen, and I hope you participate, because, unless, I mean, if you just want to listen, that's fine. But we like to hear from people, because that's the only way we're going to learn, right, Mike? Is we got to hear from different people.
I wish you would. They would just press 1 and say, "Good evening. This is such and such from wherever," and you know, then they can go back to listening. But you know, it'd be nice to hear people from other regions of the country and other, you know, other places, and you know, just we're not going to scold you or jump on you or anything like that.
There's a reason why some people don't, and like I said in a previous show, I've been doing this longer than you guys probably had computers, although we weren't doing audio. And I just got the phone to talk a month or two ago. So I've never had the ability to talk. And over all that time, I've heard people say exactly what you're saying, but you see, I had no way to do it.
True. That's true. That's true, Joe. You're absolutely right. Some people can't. You're right. But, hey, well, it was a good show tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and wrap it up. And, hey, we'll have another good show tomorrow. I'll have something special planned for everybody, okay? And I really wish somebody would have won that $100. Joe was the third caller. I was kind of hoping you were winning, actually. All right, well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Mike, thanks. Joe, thanks. And thanks to the
All
other...
All right, we'll see everybody.
Yeah, thanks to the other 10 people that tuned in. Hey, listen to my closeout song. I know there's a couple people that like rap music, right? So let's, I know some of you don't, but this kind of describes a lot of what's happening around in the country today. So go ahead, listen to it. It's only 5 minutes long. Spend 5 minutes and listen to it, okay? Good night. See you tomorrow. I hope to hear from you tomorrow night.
Bye-bye.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
We have won the possession of illegal firearms.
All of the things that's wrong, would you stand tall and strong? Oh, would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away?
I see a message from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, gives a fuck to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole a vote, stay control a race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon getting shittier in every city.
Who's the one with the most to gain? On 9/11, motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemy. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt. And take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Fuck Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler jail to the thief. Follow fuck, waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blingin'. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word, I'm saying fuck peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count.
Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean shit to killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villains. Or any other word, they think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Niggas talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the Fourth Amendment gone, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the fifth each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War's good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth?
Silence. Good people who have put their lives on the line to fight for change.
That's right, everyone. I don't care for the type of music, but it was all said there. You don't know how much money they've spent to silence good people who've died to try to change the way things are. My name is Joseph Gibson. This has been Blog Talk Radio. Good night. Hope to hear from you tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. Good night. God bless.